You are listening to 98.9 WGUF.
The opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WGUF, Renda Broadcasting, its management, or advertisers.
He's seen it from all sides. As a cop. As a clergyman. As a candidate. Even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
And welcome to the Joe Whitehead Show. Calling this episode, hashtag Boomerang Effect. Boomerang Effect. I'm your guest host, John DePrisco. Joe is traveling. He will be back next week, and we wish him safe travels. We are live and armed. That's right, armed with truth, intelligence, logic, and Florida State Statute 790. We do take your calls live. You can reach us at 239-430-2428. That's 430-CHAT, 239-430-2428. Our in-studio guest is Doug Rankin. He's the Collier County Committee Man to the Republican Party of Florida. And in today's episode, we're going to start with a state and local political report and then spend the bulk of the show on national politics, particularly on this idea of the boomerang effect, where everything is coming back Trump's way. So we'll get to that later. And right now, let's go to Doug with From the Frontline. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here and all fired up. I love it when a plan comes together, when the Democrats try and destroy Trump and it's destroying them.
Yep.
It's just great. And I can't wait for Bernie or what's her name? The fake Indian or or Buttigieg. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. The gentleman who ran a city.
Yeah.
You know,
and not
Trump,
well.
Trump ran a country bigger than his city, you know, and, you know, this is nonsense. Also, Trump in his business did international relations. This guy did relations with the state he was in,
right.
You know, big deal. He was mayor, what, West Bend, Indiana or something like that?
South Bend.
South Bend, yeah, Indiana. Yeah. West, South, whatever, yeah. You know. He's got to get those street lights fixed, you know. I'm sure that really prepares him to be president. These idiots want to elect people like that to be their front runner, so be it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Or if they want to elect Bloomberg, I don't really care about that,
yeah,
you know.
He is a threat.
Well, somewhat. You know,
On the Democrat side.
Giuliani brought that city back.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And Giuliani, how dare the liberal media, you know, talk about trashing him. But we'll get to that in the other part of the show. Basically, here we've got it. The big news locally is, of course, is our congressional race.
Yeah.
And we may have one or two people involved in that race calling in today.
That would be
great. So that'll be good to hear. The Republican Party of Collier County is having our Lincoln-Reagan dinner tonight at the Hilton. And as of yesterday noon, we had like 10 seats left.
Oof, wow.
And if there are any left, you know, you might want to just show up at the Hilton and see if you can get in.
Good luck.
Because I don't think you can go through our website anymore. Myself or the lady who's really putting the speaker part of this together, which is this committee woman, Jan Face Glassman. She's from New Hampshire and her husband is still a resident up there because he's a Republican Party official up there. And so they call upon their vast stable of speakers to help us with that. Also, there's another, so that's tonight at the Hilton. Also, in a few days, on the 21st, the American Civil Rights Union, not to be construed with the liberal American Civil Liberties Union, is having Steve Moore show up and speak at the Ritz. And my suggestion is a good thing. I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I'm going to today or tomorrow. Just haven't gotten to it yet. And of course, so the local Trump Club is having a dinner towards the end of this month also. It's the speaker they had originally scheduled for December, but got ill.
Right, right.
And some big names. And by the way, you know, Joe likes Dr. Fig, you know, for Congress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I was talking with one of the other people, Friday at lunch. He is Ford O'Connell. He actually helped write part of this fantastic State of the Union speech you saw there. And he's also somebody who is sent around the country in place of Trump when there aren't just enough Trumps to go around. And there sure aren't, because there's so darn many people out there who want to have him. We've got, of course, other people running in that race. Byron Donalds is running. And you've got a couple of people from Fort Myers. One of them, has an issue or two, recent issue. Anyway, and then also, because Byron is running for that seat, and he actually has until April 24th to either stick with running for that seat or switch back to staying where he is.
Right.
And if he doesn't do that, there is somebody running for his seat now. Okay. Only one person.
Yeah.
She's somebody I've known way back from the Barnett Bank days.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she is currently the chairman, president, whatever you want to call it, of the Naples Area Board of Realtors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Her name escapes me at the moment because you know how I am with names. Yeah. But she's a great lady. I've known her for like 30-some-odd years, and she's a great lady, and worked her way all the way up from human resources of the bank to be head of a Naples Area Board of Realtors. And she's running for that seat. And she has a little situation where if Byron does switch back, then she'll drop out. But we'll see. Okay. That other than that, we've got Naples City Council elections coming up. And we've got two Republicans running for mayor. That, and by the way, people in the city of Naples race cannot tell you what party they belong to.
That's right. Yeah,
we can.
Yeah.
Both people running for mayor are Republicans. You've got good old Bill Barnett, and then you've got Teresa Heitman. And then you've got a number of people running for city council. Of those, one of them is a Democrat, so watch it. The Republican Party is, in fact, putting that out. So go to our callyourgop.org, and you'll get to know who the Democrat is. What's really driving that race is there's been a bunch of stuff happening in the city recently, and I was joking with somebody who will remain nameless, who has been pushing a lot of the redos of developments in the city of Naples. And the first one, he got like 100 variances. The next one, he got 127. And the next one, he got 140. And I was joking with him, is the next one going to be 200? And then, of course, one of the other city council persons who was on all those votes, said, well, we've only given 50 in the last 4 years. And I'm sitting there going, hey, guy, I was sitting at that one on 3rd Street, that hearing on the hotel on 3rd Street, and the staff said it was 127.
Okay.
Which everybody wanted that hotel on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
They just didn't want it without enough parking.
Right, yeah.
Because right now, underneath that place, there's 181 spaces. They're going to cut it down to like 150.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then they're bringing in a neighboring building that, through city staff, has no parking.
Oh, jeez.
It's an historical building, hysterical building. That's why I used to represent the Hysterical Society down there back when we built the bandshell at Cambier Park.
Oh, yeah.
Raised the money and built that. But, and plus one of my dear friends, they used to run the business out of that historical building. They ran the beach store downtown, and they ran the old Quonset Hut Theater on 3rd Street.
Oh, my gosh.
And that building was part of that. But, you know, it's a great building. But, you know, when, you know, in the past, when I've gone to 3rd Street, I know where all the hidden parking places are. I still took a bicycle from somewhere else because it was a whole lot easier to get in there. And when you take 100 and... Well, take about 60 or 70 parking spaces out of that place and then add some more businesses. That's not a good prescription.
Not good for downtown.
And I know the people downtown are just all thrilled about having a parking garage built down by 3rd Street.
Going back to Nabor, was that Corey McCloskey?
That's her.
Okay.
That's her. Yeah, yeah. She's running for Byron's seat. She's a great person. She's the one, so far, you should vote for, because she's the only one running. But also, I would personally endorse her. She's a great lady. But the city of Naples fight is basically over. Are we going to stick with the codes? Because, you know, they had all those things on Fifth Avenue where they exceeded the limits. And these are not just code limits. These are in the city charter.
Oh, geez.
And they found ways around them to raise them. And there's been a big, that's what you call blowback, too, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see. Because, you know, we all love Fifth Avenue and 3rd Street. That's where I took a certain young lady last night.
Well, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and if you overdevelop it, though, you ruin it. You know, and quite frankly, it's Valentine's Day. So you expected a crowd down there. And I know where all the secret ways in and all the secret yeah. parking places are. Yep. But it still took me some finagling to get down there last night.
Yeah, I'm sure
now,
it was
very
crowded.
Now, once you got down there, it was great.
Yeah.
But you got to watch about overdevelopment, because if you overdevelop a place and people get to the point where they realize they just can't get there
right.
or they can't find a parking yeah. place, they're yeah. going to quit going.
Yeah. It's kind of like fireworks on the 4th of July at Naples Pier.
It's oh, just, that's no problem.
Well, for some people. But yeah. It's crowded. Yeah,
yeah, I know it's crowded. What you got to do is you got to have a people who have a place down there.
Yeah.
And after the fireworks, you're just not going anywhere. You're going back to the house,
yep.
and you're going to have a little party.
Yep.
And then when all the traffic clears out,
yeah.
then you leave. You know, that's the way to
that's
do it.
That's the trick, yeah.
And, but... you know, it's like, you know, it's even a lot of the businesses on Third were against the hotel, not against the hotel. They were against the hotel with less parking.
Right. Yeah.
Because they know that if their patrons, and they are doing very well, thank you,
yeah.
get to the point where they can't find a parking place, they're not going to come.
Right. And, exactly. It's going to affect everybody.
And so that's what you got to watch there. That race is coming up pretty quick. It's on St. Patrick's Day. You know, and I gotta raise this, you know, since this is to keep the grill hot and the beer cold
yeah.
thing. I wonder how many green beers you can have before you're not supposed to vote on St. Patrick's
yeah.
Day.
yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be funny. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, I don't drink that much myself.
I think just check your ID. I don't think they check for inebriation.
No, we don't. Yeah. And actually, I'm working a polling place. And any of you all out there want to do things like this to help your civic organizations?
Yeah.
Jennifer Edwards, the best supervisor of elections yep. in the state of Florida, as I introduced her yesterday. And by the way, you know what her first year as supervisor of elections was?
It was a long time ago.
2000.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The Mary
years.
Morgan retired and she got appointed and then she ran and won. And
yeah.
then we had the 2000 election.
Yeah.
That year, that very day. And, you know, I want to applaud Jennifer. She made it through and
yeah.
we made it through the last recount. No problems at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just anyway.
But yeah, and a lot of people don't remember that Collier County had the Chad system, too.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And somehow we didn't make the national news, but
oh, we did.
All the Democrat counties over on the East Coast made it. Because they couldn't
do
it right.
We were all fighting it out toughly, very toughly, until this Florida Supreme, in the United States Supreme Court said, this is done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what had happened, quite frankly, in a lot of places, there was a little rubber pad underneath there with little slits in it.
Yeah.
And like any piece of rubber, after 10 or 15 years, those little slits aren't little slits, they're big holes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was supposed to grab this Chad, so when you pulled out the thing,
yep.
it yanked it off, and
yep.
it, you had a nice, clean little punch card.
Yeah. Well, anytime you're dealing with physical products, you have wear and tear.
It's called maintenance and replacement.
Yeah, yeah.
And but back to what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Jennifer Edwards has a program where you're of a civic organization like my Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
We run a polling place.
That's great.
And we don't get paid.
Yeah.
The club does.
That's nice.
And so since there's no real place for me as a state committee man in that primary where Donald Trump's the only
right.
Republican
yeah.
candidate
yeah.
and all that. So I'm going to be helping work in one of those polling places
that's
with
nice.
My Kiwanis Club. And it's a great way to raise money for your organization and do a good job, too.
Yeah.
And now when we get to the other elections, I won't be able to do that. There'll be
right.
other people to take my place. But that one, and it's great. And you learn how the system works from the inside out, and
yeah.
you make sure you stay up to date on them. Because in a lot of law, you look at not only the statute, but you look at all the cases that construe it.
Right, yeah.
Except in elections law, quite frankly, because they change it so often that by the time you get a case on a statute, the statute's been changed
yeah.
and it's worthless.
yeah.
Now, there are constitutional principles
yeah,
and all that
yeah.
that do generate cases that are of meaning.
Right.
But basically, every year, every time we're going into election and we think there's going to be trouble, we walk in there with this book of the new statutes because
hot off the press.
Yeah, it's that. Anyway, so that's coming. And by the way, the other thing is coming up is the Republican convention in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I am state committee man, so I'm one of the three people in Collier County that gets to decide who goes to that. And we're actually in two congressional districts, Congressional District 19 and Congressional District 25.
Yes.
we're working on setting the date for 19. We haven't gotten to 25's date yet, but it will be shortly.
Okay.
And anybody who wants to go, you go to the RPOF website and you have to file an application. I did too, just the same as everybody else. And because if you didn't file those applications for the date, you won't have no chance of going.
Yeah.
And we do have more delegates this time.
Yeah.
Because we're the third most populous state in the union.
That's right, the census, yeah.
And we're the home state of the president now.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Then, you know. And by the way, speaking of Bloomberg, we'll get into him later. You know, the state of Florida's budget is smaller than New York City's budget.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
So when he was saying that he gave all these benefits in New York City, he gave it at the expense of spending more money for that little city in a yearly budget than the state of Florida spends for the entire state of Florida, mm-hmm. the third most populous state in the union with all these water and other troubles.
Yeah, makes you wonder.
So if he can't make a city work at least halfway well with that kind of money, God help him, you know?
Yeah, no. You don't want him running the country.
Oh, that's for darn sure. And plus, he's anti-gun big time. Now, he was a bunch of big guys around him with pistols.
Yeah, of course.
And he takes off almost every weekend for Bermuda, and they're the only people in Bermuda, I think, that are carrying guns. I don't even think the police there carry
guns.
Right,
not initially.
Yeah. And
they're like bobbies in London.
Yeah, so he's special. And but we'll talk about that later. I think are we getting past the break?
We still got 5 minutes.
Okay, because I didn't.
We're
know
just doing two breaks.
Doing two breaks, yeah, not yeah. four or not no, three. Okay, no. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. For those of you who are not in radio land, we live and die by a clock in front of us.
Yeah,
and so I was going on the old system, not the new system. Yeah. Anyway, but he was talking the other day. In fact, they had video on this. He's at some big conference over in Switzerland somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
With all these special, intelligent people.
Yeah, right.
You know, and he says, those of us in this room who are the intelligentsia are the ones that should tell you little people out there how you should live your lives.
That's crazy.
Well, him and the horse he rode in on, just between you and I. And don't worry, Mr. Producer, I'm not going to say the rest of that. Anyway.
Producer Paul's giving us the thumbs up. Okay.
Anyway. But, you know, excuse me. And I have a friend. My friend holds a number of records. One of them is she's the most intelligent person on the planet in the last two editions of the Guinness Book of World Records,
oh, wow.
where they had such a thing. After that, which has been a few years, not very many years ago, but a few years ago, the politically correct people made them take that category
of course,
out.
Yeah.
Well, she's a friend of mine, and she thinks I'm pretty smart, so meh, Mr. Bloomberg. I'm sure she doesn't think that much of you.
No.
Anyway.
No, the hubris is just... Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, this is nonsense. You know, I think Plato made fun of all this in a little paper he wrote and a little scenario of how to run a country.
Yeah.
What was the name of that? It skips my mind at the moment.
It was the city state.
No, it was almost something that could have been written by the other famous guy from that era who was the bad guy.
Well, not Aristotle.
No. The gentleman who wrote the levels of hell and all that stuff.
Starts with a D.
Yeah.
Dante.
Dante. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the guy. But and it was definitely a little something there that how not to run a country. But I'm sure the elitists thought it was a great way to run a country. And, you know, the smartest president we ever had was Woodrow Wilson. And look at all the mess he caused.
Yeah.
You know, it just the only reason we got out of World War I is because of a flu. And by the way, guys, that was about exactly 100 years ago, 1920. Oh. And in this country, that thing killed millions.
Oh, yeah.
And all over the world. And it's part of the reason that World War I came to a stop, because they were running out of people and they didn't want to keep sending people all over the world. You could probably argue World War I was sort of part of the reason for that.
Right.
And, you know, and we'll get to talking a little bit about that little situation coming out of China, because I've been saying something for a couple of weeks, and I heard some things this week from some higher level people that seemed to confirm it. There is a biological weapons laboratory in that particular city in China. And according to the, I've been suggesting that this was somehow a mistaken release because the, actually, you know, they've been saying it's the bats and all this they eat. Yeah. Well, this time of year, those bats hibernate. I don't know where they're finding those bats to eat. And what I heard this week is there are two parts of this virus that do not occur together in nature naturally, but they make it more effective. The flu will kill 0.5%. Some of the other things, you know, this thing's like 5%.
Yeah, it's fishy.
And it's also very contagious. And by the way, I was just reading some stuff this morning. If you depend on products from the Far East, you're going to be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah, because they're not testing for them.
There's a whole bunch of supply chains that are getting ready to be interrupted because, in fact, they're talking about medical supply chain interrupted because if you look at some of those masks you buy, guess where they're made?
Yeah, exactly.
And China. Anyway, and they got all sorts of situations over there. And basically, there was something that got out of China the other day about 10 times what they're publicly releasing is what's going on because this one hospital was supposedly killing 400 people a week or some nonsense.
Yeah, it's fishy. I tell you what, anyway, let's go ahead and take that first break. You can see all of our sponsors on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com website, and we'll be right back.
Where Southwest Florida turns for talk. 98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
With all the rain we get in Southwest Florida, all of us end up having to get our roof repaired at some point. Well, the folks to go to are Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. They are honest brokers, folks. I've had them do repair jobs for me. They do the job right the first time. They guarantee their work. They have very reasonable rates. And the most important thing is they're honest people giving you a true expert job at a fair price. That's Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. You can reach them by calling 353-2800. They're also on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, interest rates are still very low, actually at their lowest in years. Now is the time to make that loan for the new house, the refinance, or the home repair job you were thinking of. Give my friend Dean Malinarich a call at Primary Residential Mortgage right here in Naples, Florida. Dean will get you the best possible rates, and he'll set you up with a mortgage that fits your needs. That's Dean Malinarich at Primary Residential Mortgage. You can find him at lenderdean.com or call 298-9489. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at alessifamilycare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy, and he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at alessifamilycare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi. Ladies and gentlemen, here in Southwest Florida, we depend on our cooling systems pretty much year-round. The go-to folks are AC by Florida Comfort Systems right here in Naples. They're owned and operated by Denny Martin. Denny's a veteran of the USS Saratoga, served honorably, and came here in 1985. He's won multiple awards for top-notch business in Southwest Florida. They're the ones to call if you need a new system, if you need your system maintained. All of their employees are background checked. They're drug screened. They do the job right. Give them a call today. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're the ones with the cool dog mascot on the trucks, and you can find them on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
For news, talk, and information, 24 hours a day, tune it in and lock it down. 98.9 WGUF,
Naples FM Talk.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. You know, in past episodes, Joe has been speaking about a topic near and dear to his heart. You know, he is the security principal at one of the local charter schools. And so he has been mentioning this growing problem nationwide of student violence on students and staff. So, you know, just real briefly before we get into the topic of national politics, he did want us to continue to talk about this. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I blame the parents a lot of times on this.
Well, I blame the parents in part, but I also blame the system.
Yeah.
The system doesn't want to admit they have a problem.
Yep.
The system wants, and when they do react, they, like the other day at one of our local schools, mm-hmm. they had school discipline didn't deal with this. They had the deputy arrest this kid for having a vaping pen on campus.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
now, when I went to school, if they had called in the sheriff's department or the city police, because up in Manatee County, they have a weird little law that all the schools, regardless of where they are in the city.
Oh, okay.
And they have a center of a road that goes out there, the city, to get to them because you have to be connected to the city.
Right, right.
If anybody back then had called the city police for somebody having cigarettes or smoking, or never mind that, even having a joint on campus, you know, they might have called the police for that. But anyone else, somebody would have locked those administrators up as insane.
Well,
you know, it's just absolute insanity. Yeah. You know, if you can't discipline and handle your own discipline, you ought to not be in the school business.
Right.
And the other thing is we're getting so, you know, nobody backs up the teachers. Mm-hmm. No, they can send kids referrals and they just bounce right back.
Yep.
They, you know, of course, they can't spank them anymore. Gosh, help you. But, you know, you can do a lot of things to these kids other than that nowadays. And you can actually discipline your school. And Joe's a good example.
Yep.
You know, if I were a kid going to Mason Classical Academy, I would be a good little boy.
Yes.
Because I don't want to see Joe and you're in a heap of trouble, boy
yeah.
or girl.
Yeah.
The former head of detectives in Naples, you know, yeah. and not a good idea.
Yeah, so I think overall our district is probably doing well compared to
the Mason's
rest of
doing well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the other schools are getting to the point where they're not doing much about this and they're relying on law enforcement to deal with it. And the law enforcement system isn't set up to deal with this. You know, the law enforcement system is set up to deal with kids that are threatening hurt people or do violence or something like this. They, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to that kid who got arrested for having a vaping pen. Chances are the state attorney and the judge are going to laugh as they drop it. But
that's
ridiculous.
Okay.
They're going to tell them to go back and deal with it at school.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for them, but I imagine that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's insane. But, you know, unless you have respect in these kids, because kids are like anybody else, you know, if they think they can get away with it,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
They're going to do it. Now,
yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that you and I were in school.
Wow.
We knew exactly what we could get away with and what
that's
we couldn't.
True. Yeah.
And we were bound and determined to push that envelope and still stay out of trouble.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Yeah. And, you know, so unless you have something up front that where these kids take you seriously, they're going to be running the asylum.
Yeah.
You aren't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what they do. They constantly push back.
And, you know, this is also the mental health thing. We have kids that have mental health problems, and this is in the adult system too. You know, in this state, you know, I could put you away for 3 days if you are nuts.
Right.
Or I could put you away forever when you kill somebody.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's kind of hard on the person you killed or maimed.
Yeah.
And number two, it's kind of stupid. And number three, we have laws in this state to deal with it that nobody wants to deal with. And we just passed a bunch of extra money for David Lawrence.
Okay.
And all this with that sales tax and all that.
Right, right. Yeah.
And to best of my knowledge, they're still not enforcing them three Baker Acts and you got a leash on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because unfortunately, I was in court the other day for a victim in a murder case. And it's because they didn't put a leash on the person and she was out in the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, up in Lee County, I had another case. A client of mine had to ask somebody to leave their business for very good reasons. And next thing they know, the person's grabbed a machete out of their car and headed towards their door.
Ugh.
They had the good sense to lock it first, but it was a glass door.
Ugh.
And so they called the sheriff, and this person was out there banging on the door with a machete, and the sheriff shows up, and she starts beating up on them, too.
Oh, jeez.
Guess what happened the other day against the will of those victims?
I don't know. They got let out?
Probation, no mental health supervision whatsoever. Just probation. Go. And this lady had a record too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to start considering that maybe we ought to be looking at people that are willing in the middle of a shopping center to pull out a machete and start banging on the glass door and start threatening a couple of cops too when they show up. You know, this is not somebody that needs to be out loose without supervision.
So it does sound like, you know, there is an integrated issue here where, you know, some of the sub causes could be mental health, but you know, it is an area of concern that you know, Joe likes to highlight on the show.
Absolutely, so because he was in law enforcement. He spent all them years, and he doesn't want to see these new law enforcement's doing their job. It's other levels that are messing up the school discipline or other levels of the system beyond law enforcement. And if you're a current or former law enforcement person, you're going to say, hey, wait a minute, I busted my tail, I risked my life, and you're going to mess up my system and ruin my society? Not going to happen.
So sometimes their hands are tied. Let's move on to the bulk of the show. I want to devote to what I'm calling hashtag boomerang effect. And the reason why I listed this was, you know, for 3 years, they tried to beat up Trump, and they couldn't do it. I mean, this whole thing about, you know, resistance and never Trump and all that. Well, you know what? Now it's coming back around. This is the boomerang. You know, he's kicking butt and taking names, and he just does not stop. I mean, it's one thing after another. And so I want to start, first of all, of course, with the acquittal in the impeachment trial in the Senate. You know, both articles, you know, were shot down, and, you know,
there weren't any
farce.
Articles. Those were just fake.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a crime.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you know, the people who wrote the Constitution were bright people.
Very bright.
And they were also brave people, and they also accomplished something that hadn't happened in a long, long time. They, since the fall of the Greek and Roman republics, their whole purpose was to create a secular democracy or representative democracy.
Right.
And they wanted to make sure it held together.
Right.
And I tell you right now.
Actually, by the way, I just thought of it. Is that what you were talking about? Plato's Republic?
Yeah, Plato's Republic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was, for any of y'all are not don't have a classical education, i.e. went to the Florida school system recently under Common Core. The top level of this were not going to be married, but they were allowed to go out and do whatever they wanted with the opposite sex. That way, there would be all sorts of people out in the population that were related to them, and therefore they would have better thought for the people, because they didn't know which one of those people out there was their children. I'm serious.
Bindings,
if you think I'm joking, you look up Plato's Republic.
Yeah.
That's the kind of nonsense these people were talking about.
Yeah, well, so within the trial, you know, Pam Bondi played a role, and I thought she was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she was great. Know. Now, several networks blocked her out. She was so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The liberal ones, of course.
It was blatant. So we do have a call on the line. I don't know if they're in yet, but we will take your call, and we do take calls live at 239-430-2428. And can we go to line one? Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, hello, am I on?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joanne from Patriots for Trump Club.
Oh, yes. You need to announce your dinner because I couldn't remember the details. I announced the others. But I announced about your dinner.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the 25th at Southern Style Kitchen down by Bayfront, used to be the old Stoney's, is going to be Michael Caputo, which is Trump's senior advisor.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, he's the one who is best friends with Roger Stone, has known Trump for many years.
Yeah.
And he's started the committee right now to get pardoned, Roger is pardoned. And he's been everywhere on the news. He was on Carlson last night, Tucker Carlson. And he just, we pretty much are sold out, but with our tickets. And but it's one to mention, it's Michael Caputo.
Thank you very much.
And I will be there. And the only thing her and I disagree about Roger Stone, because we both are friends of Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Is whether or not Trump should pardon him now or after the election. Me, you know, I think Roger's a great guy, but I like Trump even more.
Yeah.
And Trump has more impact on than anybody else right now. And I think he should wait until after the election. It's not going to kill Roger to wait a few months. But there's no question Roger should be pardoned. This is all nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
What they did to him was
Michael Caputo, but, you know, he knows he's part of this. No, Trump's could probably pardon him right now, especially with all the things that are coming down, you know, with the witness, I mean, the jury person that was there that, you know, shouldn't have been on the jury. There's a lot of things that are in play right now.
And for those
I'll be
of
honest
you,
with you, if he was to be sentenced and put into jail, he would not last in there.
And by the way,
Trump realizes that also. So
yeah, what she's talking about, why don't you explain more about that jury person, Joanne?
Well, that jury person, I guess, was an Obama person, apparently.
Not only that, but she had a whole Facebook account going.
And was, like biased against Trump and stuff. So, you know, she should have said that she was biased. And I think she ran for some kind of office or something. But I guess she was very biased with Trump. So she was tweeting that out all over.
Yeah.
But that really helped Roger a lot, I think. But
Joanne,
and Doug, I also want to fix one thing. It's not Corey McCluskey that's running for Byron's seat. The girl is Lauren Mello.
Oh, okay.
He had that
past confused. President.
So that's a big
okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, please give her my apologies.
Thank you so much, Doug. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thank you. Yeah, she's like most people I know. I know everything about them but their name.
All right, Joanne, thanks for getting in and getting us that new
information.
Yeah,
by the way, this Roger Stone nonsense, they're now trying to put the next impeachment on.
Oh, yeah, it just never ends. They're done.
Trump could turn around tomorrow and pardon this guy. And I got news for you. They send rapists and murderers away for less time in the federal system than they're proposing for him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And of the four people that were the prosecutors who resigned...
Yeah.
One of them was in the Mueller investigation that created this mess.
Yeah, they're all thick as thieves. I mean, it's fruit of the poison tree, as far as I'm concerned. Let's move on to the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Because I do want to speak a little bit about that. I thought
great
it was
speech.
Incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. And then, of course, the disgrace of Pelosi. I mean, what are we, three-year-olds now, ripping the document?
Well,
I mean, what a temper tantrum.
That was half of it.
Yeah.
I listened to the speeches of two or three people who were actually in the chamber and could hear everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Because you and I in TV land,
right.
We were only hearing what came through the president's microphone.
Yes. Yeah.
And as you and I know, sitting here in front of these very directional microphones, if I turn my head too much, it's not going to work.
Right.
And... not only that, but those Democrats were booing and hissing.
Oh, yeah.
Low
yeah,
unemployment, just... high job participation,
yeah.
That little girl, the military people. Yeah. You know, they were doing all sorts of things in that
foul.
Chamber that, you know, they should have been drummed out of Congress on the spot for. The other thing Pelosi did with that speech, that's a National Archive record.
Yeah, technically it's against the law.
Technically, she was committing a felony on national TV in front of 50 or 100 million people.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's
in
go
In fact,
after.
And by the way, somebody filed a complaint against her for that.
Good.
Which I'm sure won't go anywhere.
That's all right.
But then somebody turned around, I think, and one of the people behind that complaint is a lawyer, and somebody turned around and filed a bar complaint against them for that.
Oh, you're kidding.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of those pending in Florida right now. One of them I'm not going to talk about on this air at this moment. But even if, you know, we have different levels of attorney discipline in this state.
Right.
And basically, you file a complaint, it goes to a reviewer. If he looks at it and it's absolute garbage... And he just tosses it. You know, it's you're like accusing you of not walking your dog every morning, which has nothing to do with being an attorney. Right. It's out of here. Yeah. So, if it's got any substance to it at all, he will send it to the attorney. The attorney has to respond in 10 days. And then the opponent has an ability to respond.
Yeah.
And if it's still, and if it, that has nothing, it doesn't go any further than that. And that's what I call the kook filtering stage. And I've never had one go past that.
Okay.
But then if it is, has any glimmer of hope, they send it to a grievance committee. There are actually two complaints in the state of Florida I'm aware of, maybe more right now, where Republican office holders or Republican people who ran for office have complaints against them that are a total violation of free speech.
Yeah.
Where somebody ran against somebody, said that they had this past in their family, which was true. It wasn't false. It was true. And they have a bar complaint against them because they shouldn't have said something true about their opponent. I'm going, excuse me, is this still America?
Yeah, hello. Yeah. So anyways, let's move on to Iowa and New Hampshire.
The
fact that Sanders is up and Biden is down, and oh, what a fiasco.
Can't you love Democrats who can't count?
And they want to run the country? Really?
Yeah, really. And what I heard, remind me in a little bit about NPR and medical cost of medical insurance.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to blame us for that this morning when it was their fault. Anyway, but basically, you know, the...
What a zoo.
It's just absolute insanity. But, you know, it's great. You know, Biden has no business being anywhere near the presidency.
No.
Because never mind Ukraine. They're saying whenever the Democrats say, look over there, you should be looking in the opposite direction.
Because
Hunter and his other relatives are tied into China. And that's a much bigger deal than Ukraine.
Yeah.
And that's why Biden's sitting up there saying, well, China's not a military threat, and China's not a trade threat. It's not harming the United States at all.
Yeah, you but know? Now we've got a third one where his brother got a big deal in Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, they're thick as thieves.
Yeah, but the China thing is a big deal. You know, if he got elected, he'd probably turn around and reverse all the gains that Trump did with China that help us and hurt them because his family's making money out of it.
Millions.
And if somebody want to tell me that's not relevant to an election, they're on the wrong damn planet.
Yeah, and the Dems are just having a... They're just freaking out over Sanders.
Well, but it's good because Biden is trashing. Some people think, what is it, South Carolina or North Carolina?
Yeah, I think it's South Carolina.
South Carolina. If he turns in as good a showing there as he has up till now, he's finished.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
And then we're going to, and I'm not going to say it in public because I will get criticized. There is somebody came out the other day. And the other four fit into a neat little thing where you can say something derogatory about each one of them, and it makes it sound like an old joke.
Okay,
and it has to do with a fake Indian and the others. A commie, Indian, and I won't mention the others.
Yeah, the memes are just hilarious. But, you know, they're freaking out about Sanders, and I think... You know, they're done. They're toast.
And the trouble is, that's
although Bloomberg, I think Bloomberg is a threat.
Well, that's how they really are, though. They just don't want to admit it. And I just saw something come over the wire just a second ago. Supposedly, Bloomberg's going to run with Hillary as his running mate.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, God help us. Anybody out there has got a job? You want to vote against these people?
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a book called Armageddon. You can get either in paper or on CD on tape or whatever, you know, listen in your car when you're driving and not wanting to cuss at people. if she got elected, they were going to pass TPP. Now, think of all the countries that are included in TPP.
Right.
Vietnam and other things like that.
Pacific Rim.
Where people work for $20 a day.
Yeah, per day.
All of those people were going to be allowed to come to this country, regardless of our immigration laws, and work. So, you know, the Democrats the other day are complaining that, oh, there's a boom, but the little guy isn't making enough. Why is he not making enough? Because all the illegals that the Dems are letting in.
Yeah, and that's what they want.
And that would have been worse. Yeah. You know, this is the reason Trump ran to be president. It wasn't to help him. It was to help us.
Yeah. People are learning that.
So our kids and grandkids are going to have a real wage. And the other thing is this NPR people are saying, oh, you know, oh, woe is me. The poor little guy can't afford his insurance. Well, before Obama, they could.
Yeah.
My insurance...
Whenever the government gets its fingers in, it just ruins the economy.
Do you pay for your own insurance, or do you have it from an employer?
No, I have it from an employer.
Well, yeah. I pay for my own insurance and my own employees, because I'm the employer.
Yeah.
And either the... Especially the personal policies skyrocketed after Obama.
Of course.
And now they're complaining... This is what Alinsky's rules.
Yeah.
Create a problem, then blame the other side for it.
Yeah, of course. You know. Anyways, I do want to mention that as this was occurring in Iowa and New Hampshire, and you know the C-SPAN and all that, you know, there's these new hashtags that are coming out like Never Dem and Walk Away. I mean, it is, you know, visually and obviously affecting the Democratic Party when your own base is saying I'm not voting Dem ever again.
Yeah, and so, I attended a meeting this past Thursday where we had an excellent speaker. Mm-hmm. The excellent speaker is an African-American woman who's dedicated her retired life to informing Democratic Party African-Americans just how bad the Democrats are to them and just how badly they're being used. And her husband also, by the way, was a career diplomat. Mm. And on our side of the ledger, too. I had a chat with him afterwards about all this nonsense going on. He's just shaking his head. Yeah. You know, anyway, but I won't repeat what he said. But this lady has researched what the Democrats did to African Americans.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just tragic. Outrageous. Yeah. You know, and by the way, guys, you know who the Ku Klux Klan killed? They killed about 2/3 of the people they killed were African Americans. Oh. You know who the other third were? They were white Republicans.
Yeah.
So
abolitionists and all.
Yeah, because in fact, it got to a point where there was no Republican Party in Florida because of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are up on our second break. And as always, you can see our sponsors at the JoeWhiteheadShow.com website. And we will be right back.
Listen to Naples FM Talk Live at WGUF989.com.
This is the city. Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith. BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in Southwest Florida, we depend on our cooling systems pretty much year-round. The go-to folks are AC by Florida Comfort Systems right here in Naples. They're owned and operated by Denny Martin. Denny's a veteran of the USS Saratoga, served honorably, and came here in 1985. He's won multiple awards for top-notch business in Southwest Florida. They're the ones to call if you need a new system, if you need your system maintained. All of their employees are background-checked. They're drug-screened. They do the job right. Give them a call today. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're the ones with the cool dog mascot on the trucks, and you can find them on the Joe Whitehead Show website. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at AlessiFamilyCare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy, and he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at AlessiFamilyCare.com, and he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi. With all the rain we get in Southwest Florida, all of us end up having to get our roof repaired at some point. Well, the folks to go to are Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. They are honest brokers, folks. I've had them do repair jobs for me. They do the job right the first time. They guarantee their work. They have very reasonable rates. And the most important thing is they're honest people giving you a true expert job at a fair price. That's Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. You can reach them by calling 353-2800. They're also on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, interest rates are still very low, actually at their lowest in years. Now is the time to make that loan for the new house, the refinance, or the home repair job you were thinking of. Give my friend Dean Malinarich a call at Primary Residential Mortgage right here in Naples, Florida. Dean will get you the best possible rates, and he'll set you up with a mortgage that fits your needs. That's Dean Malinarich at Primary Residential Mortgage. You can find him at lenderdean.com or call 298-9489.
You're listening to Collier County's official news and information source.
Set a button.
To 98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. This episode, we're calling it hashtag boomerang effect. And it's just Trump going on a roll. You know, the Democrats are done. I want to jump right into... You know, he's cleaning house. He's draining the swamp. You know, he fired the two Vindmans. He got rid of Gordon Sondland. The four prosecutors in the Stone case, they're out. And he's not done yet. And it's going to continue. I mean, I think, you know, the boomerang is in full effect. And this is going to go on till he wins in November. I mean, there's no way around it. You know, he's on a tear. I also want to mention the job reports in January. They were almost double the expected amount. Yep. And then the consumer spending was higher than they expected.
Yep. And the economy is doing great. And the only things that are holding it back are too many illegals competing for jobs, driving down wages, and higher insurance costs. Thank you, Obama. Yeah. Other than that, we'd be doing fantastic.
Yeah. And then if you look at the polls, I mean, the Trump has hit the highest level in polls ever. And, you know, and that has... That affects the fundraising, you know, his fundraising and even his voter turnout. I mean, obviously, he's running, you know, second term, but even compared to like Reagan's second term or, you know, if you look at Obama's second term or any of the others, you know, his turnout is incredible. It's record highs, and that bodes well for November.
Oh, yeah. And what I just read, too, coming across the wires. Sanders is up 10% across the board on all the polls. Go, Sanders. Destroy the Democratic Party.
So
show
through.
The world what they're really about.
Yeah, they're so done. You know, like I said, Bloomberg's their only chance, and there's no hope there, you know.
Oh, and now they're talking. Bloomberg's thinking of switching states so he and Hillary wouldn't both be from New York. Right. It's just this thing's blowing up as we speak.
Yeah, go ahead, Bloomberg. Pick her as your vice president running mate.
But, you know, and then keep the knives away from her because you might find one of them in your back.
Yeah, you committed suicide with eight knife blows to the back. But, you know, the voter turnout was really, I think, some of the pundits on the, you know, left stream mainstream media were even pointing this out. The turnout in Iowa and other locations was very low.
Very low.
Very low on the Dem side. And, you know, Trump's hitting records. So that's a portent or a harbinger of things to come in November.
And what we mentioned, too, is the rallies. We're keeping track of who shows up at those rallies.
Yeah.
Even in these heavily Democratic states, a quarter of the people up north, it's cold, guys. That's why we're in Florida. They're standing outside for hours or even a day to get in to see Trump in a rally. Guess who those Democrats are going to vote for?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, and then one of the more quiet ones that I don't see spoken about as much, but the fundraising. Trump and the RNC are just wiping up compared to the Dems. The Dems are out of money.
I love it. And by the way, thank you very much, Dems, because the last quarterly meeting, I got a decent meal instead of little square cocktail things, because we go from like 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and all we get usually are a bunch of little snack things.
Right, yeah.
This last one, we got some good food, and I thank you, Dems, for that. I really do.
They're just driving people into the, you know, into the Republican Party. So I think this is going to continue. I think, you know, something green-lighted Trump. I think it was maybe the acquittal or, you know, there was a green light that said, okay, it's time. Go on the offensive, you know, get it done. don't worry about the media. Don't worry about, the common wisdom, if you could call it that.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry. The polls are in your favor.
Yeah,
Trump, the money is in your favor.
Trump is showing the rest of the Republican Party what we should have been doing for years.
Yeah.
I have a lot of weak-spined Republicans floating around the country here and there. And basically, we don't want to offend them, or we want to make friends with the media.
Yeah, no.
Are you nuts? They're never going to be on your side.
Yeah.
You need to do what Trump's showing how to do, and guess what he's doing? He's winning as opposed to losing. Have a nice day. It feels better.
No, yeah, they're just allowing the knife to go in easier. I mean, that's just stupid. So,
yeah, well, it's the same people that sort of directed the war in Vietnam. You know, we're not going to really fight that. We're going to waste a lot of lives bombing water off Hanoi to impress them.
Yeah.
And nonsense.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Joanne for calling in. And Doug, thank you very much. Appreciate
I'm glad
you coming
to be
in today.
Here. And I want all you out there to be fired up, too. We got to beat this because good only prevails against evil when it's very, very careful and works very, very hard.
Yeah. For evil to win, it just means the good don't have to do anything. And that's enough.
Yeah.
Neutral is not good. So, all right. I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember to keep
the grill hot and the beer cold.
Thanks, all.
From the Village Shops on Venetian Bay Studio, your first-class shopping and dining destination. This is WGUF Marco Island, Naples.